What is going on here?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sorry, I was distracted. I was busy looking at myself in the mirror. I did my own hair and makeup today, and I did a really good job on my hair.
You did?
Yeah. That's not good. No.
No, it's not bad. No,
it's good hair.
Yeah, it looks good.
It's good hair. The bangs were better earlier, but I did TV today.
Backtrack. How long does that take?
Hours. It depends. If I'm doing my hair and makeup at home and we're doing the show by Zoom, I could take all day. I could like take my time doing my hair, and then I have some tea, and then I go put some makeup on, and then do my lashes last and my lipstick. But they have a studio, and normally I go to the studio. It's just that holiday weeks and whatever, they haven't been sending me to the studio, even though the studio is 24/7. Mm-hmm. It's literally open. It was open Christmas Eve. I had a segment that I had to do on Christmas Eve, and they were like, nah, just your family's coming over, just do the segment from Zoom. But I could have gone down to their studios.
Do they pay you the same if you do it in the studio or you do it in your studio?
Yep.
So you should always go, I can't make it. I can do it from my studio.
Right. That's why when they're like, do you want to do it by Zoom? I was like, yeah, of course I do. Of course I want to do it by Zoom. Wait, do I want to leave my house and travel for about 35, 40 minutes each way and then the segment and I'm out for nearly 2 to 3 hours? Nah, I'll just run into my
studio.
For
the same price.
Yeah.
And you look the same.
I look the same, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's no magic camera in that studio than the downtown studio.
Well, I look better at home because the lighting's better at home. But last time I was there, I said to the guy, I'm like, you know, this studio's not great. It's really dark. He goes, we could turn the lights up. Like, what? Why didn't you do that the whole time? Why do I have to ask now? Why are you first turning the lights up now?
And whatever setting is 10, let's go to 10. Don't leave it on 6. You go to 10. If there's 10 and a half, let's go there.
Yeah, put Vaseline on the lens. Do whatever you have to do to make me look 15. But they love me there, and I love them. I work for a great, great channel. It's Channel 7 in Australia. The show is called Sunrise, and I love them. They're so great. And the thing I love about them is they give me these great, really fun segments to do, and I always do like a... It's always stuff I already know about, because you know me in pop culture. Like, I know everything about everything when it comes to pop culture. Politics? I think I know who's president, because I think I accidentally saw it yesterday. But for the most part, I'm pop culture girl. So most of the stories, I already have some background information. Mm. But when I know ahead of time what we're doing, I do like a double deep dive into it. And I really learn more stuff that probably too much stuff. But that's what they love about me. Like today, for example, I brought a lot of information that they did not know. And I learned things that I didn't know this week by really, really reading, like reading further and watching like a lot of interviews and reading a lot of interviews. And
about just, what? What was today's topic?
Okay, so it's always different, but today was about Gypsy Rose Blanchard, who is the girl who murdered her mother because the mother had Munchausen by proxy and kept her sick for most of her life, pretended that she was sick, didn't feed her, so she looked really gaunt and skinny, shaved her head because she told people that that Gypsy had leukemia, fed her through a feeding tube, you know, that kind of thing, and put her in a wheelchair, and as a result, scammed a ton of money from Habitat for Humanity and Ronald McDonald House and all those charities. Make-A-Wish, you know, they got a house for free, they got all that stuff, because the mother was mentally ill. When the daughter got older, she was about, I think, 22, 23 when all this went down. Because she was kept home and kept skinny and kept sick, she looked much younger than she really was. So the mom was saying, oh, she's only 14, but she was 23. Mm-hmm. She fell in love with this guy, realized that the mother was never going to let her go and never let her leave the house because the mother was basically abusing her. She locked her in her room. She locked the house. She didn't let her leave the house. As she got older, she realized that she wasn't sick. She got out of her wheelchair and she started crawling out the window to sneak to see the boyfriend. and said to the boyfriend, listen, if we don't murder her, she's never going to let me go. And the guy was like, all right, let's murder her then. So he did. He murdered
her. So how did she get a boyfriend?
She met him on a Christian singles website.
On like Zoom. So she's got like Zoom dates with this guy.
There wasn't Zoom yet. This all took place in the like 2010 to 2015, that time. There wasn't really Zoom yet. I mean, it might have been, but they didn't know about it. So no, she met him on this Christian's, but there was a video option on the site. So they did see each other on video, according to one of the stories that I read. And then, so they wrote back and forth and they called each other and that kind of thing for 2 years. Kept it secret for 2 years. He finally came to see her. She was living in Missouri. He was living in Wisconsin. He finally came to see her and, you know, they had sex. They were madly in love. I want to run away with you, but she's never going to let me go. You're going to have to kill her. Mm. And the boyfriend was like, all right, that sounds good. So Gypsy hid in the bathroom with her hands over her ears and her fingers in her ears while the boyfriend stabbed her mother 17 times.
But she didn't want to hear it. She didn't want to see it.
She didn't want to hear it. She didn't want to see it. She just wanted it done. Mm. So they escape, and people came to the house and the cops, and they see an empty wheelchair, and they see the mother dead. So the first thing they think is Gypsy was abducted.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone starts a GoFundMe to find her, to help the police, that kind of thing. But then it turns out that she's the one who masterminded the murder, so she went to prison. She went to prison. The boyfriend went to prison. She got 10 years. He got life.
Because he did it, and she just planned it.
Right. 8 years in, which was last week, she gets out.
Mm-hmm.
She got out for good behavior, and her father had petitioned the governor to let her out, saying, listen, yes, she did do this and she served her time, but she's the victim here. She's a victim. She's the one who was abused for all those years by this crazy mother of hers, and murder was the only way out. Think of, it's the same thing as like a woman who is abused by her husband and she kills him because that's the only way she's going to get away from him. You know, and the father convinced the governor, yeah, that is the case. She was terribly abused. So he lets her out of prison. While she's in prison, and this was the part of the story that they didn't know. They knew that she married some guy, but they're like, who is this guy? What's the story? Okay, I knew all the details. This is what's so interesting.
Did she marry the guy that killed her mom?
No. That guy's, that they're yeah, long he's over.
So she broke up with him.
Broke up with him. Oh, thanks for killing
for
my
all
mom.
He did, thanks.
You go to that prison, I'm going to this prison. Nice knowing you. Yeah, she broke up with him. So I think part of their deal was they couldn't have contact anymore. I think that was part of their sentence. They could no longer have contact. So that relationship was over. So it's 2020. Everybody's sitting around watching The Act on Hulu, which is Patricia Arquette and Joey King playing the roles of Gypsy Rose Blanchard and Dee Dee Blanchard, the mom. And I don't know if you remember that. That was the big thing during 2020, during the pandemic. Everybody watched The Act about Gypsy Rose Blanchard's story and the murder and all that kind of stuff. The other thing people watched, do you remember what else we watched during 2020? What was the big
Tiger
thing on
King.
Netflix? Tiger King, you got it. So these two guys during 2020 say to each other, I dare you to get in touch with Tiger King in prison. Mm-hmm. I dare you to send him an email. Okay, well then I dare you to send an email to Gypsy Rose Blanchard in her prison. So these two friends dared each other to contact these two infamous 2020 pandemic TV icons or characters at the time. So I don't know what happened with the Tiger King guy, but this guy, Ryan Scott Anderson, sends an email to Gypsy Rose Blanchard, and he really lets it all out. He doesn't just say, I saw your story and I have feelings about that. And no, I don't think so. No, she's not hot. You are not going to think she's hot. No.
Okay. I'm looking her up right now to see if I... Yeah, she's all right.
She's all right.
Yeah, she's all right.
Yeah. But, you know, the guys involved aren't, they're not supermodels. We're not talking about, listen, people fall in love with, somebody loves me. Look at me. So
right.
There you go. It happens.
On your scale, she's damn hot.
Oh, yeah. Well, us uggos deserve love, too. So she responds to this email from Ryan Scott Anderson, who on a dare emailed her in prison. And he tells her all about his life and who he is. And he's a special ed teacher and all this kind of stuff. And she responds and they start emailing back and forth. And 3 years in, they get married.
How do people in jail get email?
I think the prison she was in, she had special circumstances and special privileges because she, like I said, even though she was convicted of killing her mother, she was a victim. And part of her work study program, she got her GED while she was in prison. I love that I know all this. Mm-hmm. She got her GED while she was in prison and she learned how to be a photographer. They hired her. The prison hired her to take pictures. I guess not hired her, but
give her a
just
camera?
Paid. Well, yeah, that's the thing. So they gave her like a camera. I guess when people come into the prison, they have to have their picture taken. So she started learned how to take photos
mm-hmm.
of visitors and started like, yeah. So she had a work study thing and she got her GED. Remember, she went in there. She was 23 going on 15. She didn't have an education. She wasn't allowed out of the house. She was very immature. So she finally like started eating normally, working out, looking. This is the person she was supposed to be. I mean, she looks like a normal person now. She doesn't look like a emaciated 15-year-old who potentially could be sick. She looks like a regular person now. So she falls in love with this guy while she's in prison, and marries him while she's in prison. But they don't allow conjugal visits.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets out of prison, presumably. Bang the shit out of each other that night. But now she's talking about having children and having to explain to her children what happened to their grandma and how she's going to handle that.
I think that's the least of her worries. I mean, she spent most of her life in jail. That's other things to worry about than how you're going to explain to your kids what happened to grandma.
Well, she murdered her mom. So,
right.
You know what I mean? Your kids might want to. The kids find this stuff out. Listen, when you're a celebrity or you're in the public eye, people go and they Google you. Your kids Google you. They're going to learn this about you. Or some other kid in school is going to tell them, hey, your mom killed your grandma. Mm-hmm. You know how kids are. So she needs to stop that before
have the kids first, and then didn't worry about that. Okay.
Well, the other thing people are worried about, so if you have kids, are you going to have Munchausen by proxy? Are you going to abuse your kids? And she's like, no, of course not.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the questions that people, every time she does an interview, that's the first question she gets asked.
And is that possible?
She wants to have kids. Yeah, Munchausen by proxy is not hereditary.
Okay. But that's all she knows, though. Really? She knows that and jail.
Yeah,
I mean, those two things put together does not equal good mom.
You know what's interesting? I was thinking that she probably did very well in jail because she was in jail at her home, but she was locked in her room and wasn't allowed to do anything. Whereas in actual jail, you can go to the gym, you can go eat, you can have friends. So my guess is she probably, I'm not going to say she enjoyed jail. No one enjoys jail, but I think she probably thrive there as opposed to other people who are not used to being incarcerated. I mean, she was incarcerated almost her whole life in her home by her mother.
Right. So then she goes to jail, which is her home. So she's been in her home for 31 years.
No, but she's locked up. Yeah, she's locked up, but
right.
She's allowed to have some freedom and friends and talk to people, which she wasn't allowed to do. She wasn't allowed to have any friends. She got her GED. She wasn't allowed to go to school. So she actually, that makes sense why she thrived in prison, because she's used to being locked up, but this was like locked up with privileges, you know?
I just don't think that equals good mom. I think none of those things check off the category of, oh, she's
right.
Going to be a great mom.
Listen, hopefully the husband she has is a great dad and going to be a great dad. He's a special ed teacher, which is perfect for her because he's used to working with children that have all kinds of backgrounds and all kinds of interesting family scenarios and interesting mental and physical disabilities and that sort of, you know what I mean? He's a very patient person. He knows a lot about development. So presumably it's the perfect partner for her to be with a special ed teacher.
Well, and he can teach you how to climb a rope real quick.
I don't think that's what, that's not,
he can teach you the correct way to shoot a basketball. that's what he can teach you.
That's physical education. That's special education. Yeah. See, that's the shit that I did on the TV. That's why they love me on that show.
So you learn something that you can bring into your real life.
You learn something against your will. You didn't realize you were going to learn something. You're sitting down thinking, I'm just watching a stupid morning show, trying to wake up and not have a hangover. Because, you know, in Australia, it's already 2024. And it's funny because I got on with my producer. She goes, hi, I'm talking to you from the future.
What's it like? What's gas for? Give me the right numbers to win the lottery. Right?
What's the lottery? What's it going to be like? Yeah, tell me everything about the future. I need to know.
See, that's perfect because you don't need to go into the future. You just need 5, 6, 7 hours ahead. That's all you need.
This is a day plus 16 hours.
So how long is that? That's 6 to 20. It's like 30 hours. If you had 30 hours, that's like a time machine.
Right.
Things you can change in 30 hours. They know way a lot of stuff.
That's why this would have been good if we were doing this. Remember in 2000, everybody was scared of Y2K. Would have been so good because it's like Y2K already happened there 30 hours ago and nothing happened. So I can tell all my friends, like, don't buy toilet paper. Don't freak out.
We told people that back then and they didn't listen.
No, I know. But all the computers are going to be shutting down. Airplanes are going to fall out of the sky.
Yeah, watch. You better get all your money out of the bank. Oh, don't get me started. Yeah, I had one of those friends that still has toilet paper from Y2K. He thinks it's still going to happen. Yeah.
You got a bunker friend?
Yes. Oh, he was rare form. He was the first one in 97 to come up with this. And he knew. I'm telling you, he bought a whole room full of stuff. He was ready. It was, and when nothing happened, I did everything I could not to call him at 12:02. Go, I'm fine. My money's still fine. Didn't have to convert it to gold. I didn't have to buy a sword and a crossbow. My car still runs. Get out of the basement. Because he's like, dude, your car, what's it controlled by? A computer. Your car won't even run. You're going to have to buy a bicycle.